Blog Talk Radio.
You are about to enter into the world of the paranormal with your hosts, Sherry Pang and Jason O'Fear. Explore with us the world of ghosts, UFOs, demons, and Bigfoot. You can also call into the show at 215-383-3999 and join the discussion. And we are here for another episode of Paranormal Horizons. I believe it's episode 130. Wow, we have gone on for 130. Yeah, I know, Sherry. Crazy, huh?
I know. That's amazing. That's awesome. Wow. How are you doing?
I'm doing okay. I was telling you a little bit before the show, I was catching up on sleep. So that's nice because I'm always kind of sleep deprived during the week. How was your week?
Doing really good. Doing some readings and taking care of some clients, doing some readings. I feel very blessed. It's been a wonderful week. And anyway, we're trying to get ready for, I think we're supposed to get some snow perhaps maybe next week. So my husband and I are just trying to get ready for the winter.
You're supposed to get snow? Is it supposed to? I have not looked at the weather at all. Is it supposed to get down in the valley here?
Well, probably they're looking at maybe the valley floor on Wednesday.
That'll make the afternoon commute interesting.
That's going to be. Do you work graveyard, Jason?
No, I work kind of like a late swing shift. I get off at about 12:30 at night.
Oh, that's nice. That's a nice schedule.
I'm one of these morning people. If I could work, like, come in to work at, like, 6 in the morning, I would. I'd much rather do that. But I've been doing this late thing for a while now, so I'm starting to adjust to it.
Good. All right. Hey, let's bring on Barry. Barry is always a pleasure to have on our show. Love his energy. Veteran paranormal investigator. We've had him before. Just a wealth of information, very personable, very knowledgeable, very professional, and too bad he doesn't live as close. I would highly recommend his paranormal team. So anyway, we're going to introduce Barry Gaunt. He's going to talk about anything in whatever comes through. So I would be happy to bring him on.
Yeah, we'll just do a hodgepodge and talk about whatever. So if anybody wants to call into this show, you can call in with any questions, comments. Just want to join the discussion at 215-383-3999. That's 215-383-3999. We'll get Barry on right now.
All right.
Hey, Barry.
Hey, Jason. How you doing tonight?
Hi, Barry.
Doing great.
Hi, Sherry.
Thank you for coming on our show. I know it's later on for you. We're at Pacific Coast time, but, you know, thank you for, staying up for us and taking your time and just sharing your knowledge and your experiences with our audience.
Oh, it's my pleasure. Glad to do it. I love you guys, and anytime.
Thank you.
So we don't really have a format, so we can just talk about whatever we want. And one of the things that I wish we talked about more was conspiracy theory, because it is fascinating. So we can talk about whatever, skip back and forth. It doesn't really matter.
Doesn't matter to me. We'll talk about it all. I was going to talk a little bit about, we were going to try to do Ipan Hall, but I guess your last guest, Maria, did a little bit of that. Fellow teammate of mine. I'm glad you had her on and had a good time. We did have some really interesting stuff happen. We posted a video. It's on Night Stalker's Facebook page, and it's also on my Facebook page. And the hall has it also, and I think it halls, about that candle. Did you guys see that video by any chance?
No, I didn't, but I'm going to tell you this really quickly, Barry. I saw your post of you. Is that you standing in front of Octagon Hall and you're talking about being on air tonight? Is that Octagon Hall that you're standing in front of?
That's Octagon Hall I'm standing in front of, and that's me.
Okay, well, I just want to share this with you. I looked in the picture, and Jason, I want you to check it out if you can, too. Also, there's a couple faces peering outside the window.
And
oh,
where's that at?
Yeah. It's on my Facebook page.
There's a couple spirits peering outside the window. It's on the very top and also on top of the balcony. Check it out. I had to enlarge it, but it's like, wow, this is crazy. So whoever's listening, check it out.
Well, you wouldn't believe it, but that happens quite frequently at the hall. You know, we have over 7,000 paranormal photos taken from the hall, and a lot of them are taken just by visitors. It's open for tours Wednesday through Saturday, and you can catch myself or Billy Bird there, the director. And we just have a great time meeting people and giving them the history of the hall, and then turning them loose and tell them a little bit about some of the paranormal experiences that have been caught there. But, yeah, a lot of people catch full-body apparitions, shadow figures, you name it, they can catch it. And one of the big ones is people peering out of the windows. So you never know what you're going to get when you're there.
Which I'm on your Facebook page right now, your personal one. What does the picture look like? I'm looking for the picture.
It should be the last post I did. I just did it a minute, 20 minutes ago or so. It's a picture of me standing in front of a brick building in front of a large door. You can see part of the hall because it's octagon shape. You look at the front door and you can see how it goes off to the sides. And there's I guess the window you're talking about is right above the doorway there. And
okay,
there's also two other windows in the picture. So I didn't notice it, but it wouldn't surprise me one bit.
So, Jason, if you're on the picture right now, what you need to do is look on the right-hand side, not the first level. It's the it would probably be okay, so you got the first level of windows on the right-hand side, and then you got two of them on the second level, and then the third level, look on the window on the third level, there's two sets of windows. You want to look at the lower set of windows, and on that top one, there's four panels. Look on the left, top left panel on the lower set of windows on the very top. You understand what I'm saying?
Yeah, so it's the, okay, I'm zooming in.
So if you look at that, you'll see like a face peering outside.
Okay, I see what you're talking about. It looks like a pasty white eye and half of a mouth. Is that what
exactly
you're talking about?
Yes, exactly. So when Bear gets a chance, he'll have him take a look too.
I'll have to take a look too at that. You know, it's funny, we had a...
It's like he's looking outside.
Right there.
Conspiracy
that time
in there. Oh, my goodness.
Yeah, that's amazing, isn't it?
I'm going to play skeptic and say pareidolia. That's my skeptic.
Is that what you think?
Yeah.
Well, you know, matrixing and all that stuff is one of the things that you always look, because, you know, certain things... your mind wants to make faces and everything else out of it. But in other cases, it could really be what you're looking at.
I'm not a photo expert, but looking at the reflections on the window whatever it is appears to be on the inside of the window. So it doesn't look like it's a reflection from the trees, because that's apparent on the windows under it. So whatever
under
it is,
right.
it looks like it is inside. Yeah. So I don't know if there's a curtain there or what.
There are some curtains hanging from the windows, but they do seem to we have them pulled back on it so they kind of skirt back out, and it's hard to say. I'll take a look at it myself, and I'll dedicate the time to you guys, and I'll let you you look at that. And
yes, I'm open to
what I was saying about the hall in this incredible video. We do we're a nonprofit. Our major fundraiser is Haunted Hall, where we put actors in the house and we give you a tour and tell you the history and also give you a good scare, you know. And then you walk across the property, go through the graveyards, then you go out through the barn where the real Freddy Krueger type stuff is, and Jason. But we had left, in fact, a good friend of mine, Chase Kolesky, and her group were up there on Saturday, and they had the some of the Paracas skulls and the Star Chop skull out, and we were looking at them and reviewing them and it was just fascinating to be able to hold those in your hand and get a good examination of them. But we had locked the hall up at about 11:30 took out of there. I got there on Tuesday morning. I thought, well, I'll just review some of the evidence, see if anything happened while we left, because normally the hall gets pretty active after you put all those people in there and we do scary thoughts and all that kind of stuff. But I found this video and it just blew my mind. At 3:00 in the morning, the hall had been empty for almost 3.5 hours. And all of a sudden, a candle actually lights. We have a candelabra on a wardrobe-like thing. And it lights up. And you can see the reflection behind it. And you can see the light, the candle lighting. And I'm like, are you kidding me? And then it, like, snuffs itself out. And then it waits for a little bit, and then it lights itself up again.
Jason, you need to check that one out. That was good.
Yeah, I mean, it was.
That's crazy.
Oh, it was insane. Totally insane. Just to think about the power of the energy that it would have to take to do that. Well, after we saw that, we started investigating the candelabra. And we took the candle out. And it was almost burnt almost all the way down. And we took it out, and it's a silver candelabra. It wasn't any soot in it. There was just a little bit of wax in it. But there was really bizarre. It looked like it had been hit with lightning or an arc welder inside of it. And it had actually brazed that. So whatever energy it had actually melted and deformed the inside of that candle.
Wow.
Yeah, it was definitely mind-blowing. It's, like I said, it's on it's on Occupy Hall's Facebook page. It's on Night Stalkers, and it's online somewhere in there. I posted it a while ago, but it got great reviews. I think it was viewed by over 5,000 people, and it was shared about 283 times. So a lot of people got to look at it, and everybody was kind of going, well, that's darn amazing. And it truthfully was. It was just, it's still mind-blowing to me that something has that kind of energy to be able to do that.
I'm trying to track it down right now on the Octagon Hall Facebook. I don't see it on there. You thought it was on your Facebook as well?
Yeah, I see that. Well, I know you can find it on Night Stalkers.
Okay.
Night Stalkers Paranormal Research.
Mm-hmm. I've never heard of that happening. I mean, that's the kind of stuff that you see in the movies, you know. That would be pretty.
You know, I actually I watched it for probably about 5 minutes over and over again, going, am I actually seeing what I'm seeing? And then I finally decide, well, I better call Billy in here and say, Billy, can you look at this and just tell me, is this what I'm really seeing? And just tell me what you see. And he just looked at it and went, wow, I can't even explain that. And I'm like going, I can't either. And I've never, ever in all my career ever seen anything like that. So that was the first one. That was the first in my book, but it was very, very, very strange, very strange. But the hall has that capability, and you know, a lot of the investigators who've been there all say the same. We had I was just talking to on Facebook chat just a little while ago. A person was just there at the hall, and their team had some very interesting experiences downstairs in the basement. They I guess they had a lot of stuff thrown at them.
They had things thrown at them?
Yep.
Oh,
yep, literally. And supposedly she said that she caught a few, she knows that she actually caught two entities in full spectrum. Full body apparition. So I'm waiting for her to send me the photos on that. So I can't wait to see that. And it's
Chasta
Romer and Chasta Romer and her team were there. They're from outside of Chattanooga. Great investigating team. And we've got a lot of trust that they've been there to the hall a few times. So, but I guess he had a really good night Saturday night.
Every time a person goes, you're going to find something new?
Every time I go, you know, it's I actually nicknamed it like Old Faithful because it never shuts you out. Even though you might think it's a slow night, when you get to the time when you start reviewing your evidence, the house is known for its awesome EVPs. And they'll surprise you. And other times, it almost... You almost want to, it'll take your breath away. You'll hear disembodied voices talking to you, whistling. One night, I remember we were sitting there and we had a, we started whistling Dixie because, you know, 9,000 Confederate soldiers camped there for a while. And we started whistling Dixie and something actually whistled Dixie back to us. We stopped in the middle of it and it continued whistling Dixie.
Wow.
Yeah. Yeah, it's pretty
I'm watching
it's the whole place.
I'm watching this video, this wheelchair thing move.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, that's a little while ago. And I tried to debunk that. That's another, that wheelchair is upstairs. And that was an interesting video. If you really get a chance to look at that up close. You'll see, you have to basically slow it down. If you watch the girl's reaction, the camera angle makes it look like it's a smaller space. There's a lot of room in there between the wheelchair and everything else, so nobody could have gotten close to it or anything. But actually what happened
yeah.
is the wheelchair actually seems to go backwards, like somebody actually sat in it, and actually moves backwards against the wall, and then all of a sudden rolls forward.
Wow.
Really gives a thrill to us all. But the one of the girls that originally saw it, she was actually, if you look very carefully, you'll see an object coming out of the door. You'll see a door in the back of it. You'll see an orb, and it actually flies into her head. And as it goes into her head, that is when she immediately reacts, and that's when all the stuff happens in right at that time. So it's pretty interesting.
Yeah, it's not moving like a little bit. It's like following her. I mean, like it moved several
exactly.
feet. It wasn't
exactly.
like, I mean, it was like you're all looking at it, and here it is rolling across the floor. So
the floor,
I'm looking
yeah.
at it trying to think of an explanation. I mean, the only thing I could think is that, like, some sort of string or something got hooked on it and was following her. But I don't know.
Yeah, well, you know what?
That,
I had You know, I spent like an hour up there. Later, the next day, I went and I hooked a spring up to it. I tried to get it to move. I jumped up and down on the floor. I did everything imaginable, and I could not recreate it. And one of the funny things about it is the person that you interviewed last week, Maria, is the one that's standing closest to the bed. And you see, she doesn't even move or doesn't do anything. The thing that amazed me about that wheelchair is if you just move the wheelchair by itself, it squeaks and makes all kinds of noise, you know. But what was odd is that night it made no noise at all. So I was pretty interested in that, and I noticed that if you put weight on it, like if you were put a little bit of pressure on it, it makes no noise at all when it moves. So that kind of supports the theory of like a spirit sitting in it, where it goes when it actually goes back towards the wall, like they sat in it, it rolled backwards, and then it can stop for a second and rolls forward.
Wow.
Yeah, it's very, very interesting.
Oh, yeah.
And,
well, that,
and quite
I
dramatic.
Can't tell you. Yeah, I can't tell you. The hall has got tons of surprises. And it's haunted inside and out. You know, you see things, as I said, there's two graveyards there. One's a small family plot, and then there's a slave graveyard out in the back where there's, before you get to that, there are two Confederate soldiers that died later in the war that are buried out there. And then there are 17 souls of slaves that are interned out there, and they're just marked by field stones. But it can be a very peaceful place, or it can be a very wild place.
Mm-hmm.
But it's one of those places that if you ever get a chance to come to it, it's well worth the trip. And we've had every paranormal. We've had over 250 paranormal teams, and people come from all over the country to visit the hall because one of its historical value, and also for its paranormal. It is well known for its paranormal activities, and I think we've had every TV show that's been out there has either been to the hall or has got it booked to come to the hall and do a show on it. But, yeah, it's a great place. And me being a history buff and a researcher, I just love it. You know, it's always something going on there.
Definitely fascinating. I never did find see the other video. It looked like on the website.
I'll tell you what I'll do is I'll have to send it to you so you can post it or whatever. I'll get it to you and I'll send it to you because you definitely got to see it because it is one of the, you know, when you see things, and I hate to say this, as long as I've been doing it, you know, you. Sometimes you hear that, yeah, I've seen that before. But when you get the opportunity and you're looking at something where you're going, wow, can't figure that one out. That was pretty pretty amazing. And it gives you that shock because it takes you a while to wrap your head around it. And, you know, I know, Jason, you've seen that kind of stuff where you see something and it's like going, man, you can't get your mind around that right off the bat, you know?
Mm-hmm.
And knowing how we are, we all want to debunk, and we all want to make sure that that's the real thing that we're seeing, you know. And we've also gotten some good pictures of full body apparitions in the house. But there's one picture that was taken that actually showed two full body apparitions standing by a door that are self floating. And one of the amazing things about that is that one, there was two entities, but the odd thing about it was one of the entities was actually holding an inanimate object, a cane. So they brought something with them, or it must have been very personal to them because they didn't go without the cane. And you could definitely see that she had a shepherd style cane.
Wow!
And it didn't go all the way to the floor. So I'll have to send those to you so you can see them because they are pretty interesting. But anyway, I don't want to talk all about the hall, but we can talk about anything that you would like to or whatever. So if you want people to ask questions, let's just get to it and go. So whatever you want to cover.
Yeah, if anybody wants to call in, you can call in.
That sounds pretty good.
Yeah, I definitely want to talk a little bit about conspiracy theory. Let me throw out the number again. It's 215-383-3999. And so conspiracy theory, there's so many out there about. And one of the things that I've just run across, it was today or yesterday, is kind of one of the big ones, weather modification. Do you know anything about that? Are we really seeding the skies with certain elements to control the weather?
Oh, yeah. Well, you know, it's funny that you said that because not too long ago on my page, I just posted a little article with it's got a picture with 8 different documents. And my comment was, honestly, what more do you need? And at the bottom of it, in big white letters, it says, need proof? And it's all about water. It's all about the weather modification. And, from the SPICE program, which you can look up Project SPICE, the Aurora programs, a lot of people, and what we're talking about when we talk weather modifications, the biggest part about it most people realize would be chemtrails. You know, sometime back a while, you started noticing these things in the sky, and they would say, well, those are just contrails. And I've had this argument with a lot of people, and unfortunately, I'm going on a senior citizen type thing, and I remember back in the old days of sonic booms, and I've seen plenty of ice crystals forming afterwards that would cause a contrail. But these chemtrails, there are continuous lines, and then they spread out, they don't dissipate, and then, you know, you can have a beautiful sunshiny day in the morning. They start crisscrossing the sky, and the next thing you know, you're going to have a cloudy day, and I will almost guarantee you within 24 hours to 36 hours, it's going to rain in your neighborhood. They're doing some interesting stuff. And last year, it was actually 2 years ago, they were doing some, we had a snowfall here. I don't know if you caught it on the internet or not, but a lot of people were grabbing snow and they were bringing it into their house, and you could take it to a lighter to it, and it would actually turn black.
Wow.
And it wouldn't melt right. It did not melt, and it was unusual. You know, being here in Kentucky, we don't have the continual cold where it will sit around for a while, so snow will melt very quickly here. And it's pretty unusual when you have a bunch of snow and the temperature's above freezing and the sun's beating on it and it doesn't melt. So I went out and did the same experiment, and sure enough, I lit it and it stunk. It had a terrible smell to it. And I set it in the sink and just kind of watched it there, and I picked it up a few times, and there was no water even underneath of it when it sat down. And anybody who's ever grabbed snow before knows that you bring it into your house, it's going to start melting and you'll have a water trail. But this one didn't. And, the Europeans in Britain and everything else, they use, that's why I say Project Spice, they talk about it all the time and they use it to produce snow and so forth. So, you know, we're not too open about it over here in the States. And, obvious it also has chemtrails that have been linked to aluminum and barium in it. And I definitely believe that we are doing weather modifications for sure. Something that everybody needs to look at. You know, the whole conspiracy theory is, and especially the way that our government is treated us right now, a lot of, you know, I could go, not to think that everybody's going, oh, boy, that guy's a nutcase, but I might be. But the whole ordeal about it is that Even from the mind control system, if you look around and you look at how things are going today, and even, you know, I'll use history, for instance, like the Octagon Hall and the stuff that happened there. They're trying to rewrite history. They're not telling the truth about all this stuff. You know, they're changing everything. And they were getting you to think a certain way. And you can tell it by the news. You can tell it by anything, because news you get is very tainted. They're piling things into your mind. And, you know, a lot of people are sitting around with a silver spoon, just eat it up and go home and yum, yum, yum. And they're not getting the right, they're not getting the real story. And
oh, yeah. Well, you know, when you're thinking about that kind of thing, you're even just look at how much on the Facebook pages, you know, the politics involved with our president and from the standard rock, you know, the natives, you know, standing up for their own rights and everything. It can go on and on there.
Oh, yeah. It is crazy. It's crazy. You know, and it's just one continual thing, and the idea of it is deception, you know. And you know that all this stuff is working when no one knows the truth, and they just continually, you know, are there. Their deception works when everybody believes the lie.
Well, you think that these people, you know, whether you see these candidates, you know, whether they're Republican or Democratic, and they're either one side or another. And I even hear people, you know, say, well, I won't even be your friend if you're voting Democratic or you're voting Republican. Just take me off your friends list or whatever, you know. And there are people that are getting really heated up like that. It's amazing.
Right. It's kind of weird, but that is the kind of environment that we have over the last 8 or 10 years have been fostering in our country, you know. And it's sad. It's just very sad. And I've had cases of families or cousins actually going, you know, they may not have been, you know, don't get me wrong, the unions had their place and everything else, but it's the same way. It's everybody is, you know, my granddad was a Democrat, or my granddad was a Republican, and he'd roll over his grave if this stuff was happening. And they just,
I know, you hear that, huh? Mm-hmm.
So weird. And they don't look at any of the facts. They don't do a research. You know, and that's the biggest thing about what I love about real good paranormal people. And when I talk about the paranormal field, I talk about all the fields, UFOs, Bigfoot, all of it. If you're a researcher and you look for stuff, then you'll know the truth, you know. And one of the things that I pray for every day is please don't let me be deceived, you know, because deception is the root of all evil. And it's going to take you down a path that you don't want to be in, you know. You just become a maturing candidate. You're just mind-boggled, and you're dumbed down. You know,
yeah, you're just like sheep. I mean, not saying that generally people, but when they believe in these things, you know, they're just a bunch of sheep, and they can't think out of the box. And if you go against them and think out of the box, you become an enemy easily, an enemy. So, yeah.
Oh yeah. Well, it's not only we don't even become an enemy. You know, you can become an enemy with these people, but you know, you can become an enemy of the government and everything else. Just look at what happened to Snowden. Look at some of the stuff. I mean, it's just crazy stuff. I mean, when you have a government that is monitoring you, and I had a discussion about this morning after church. I went and I had a nice lunch, and we were talking about someone was saying, hey, I saw that new thing. My son's driving now, and I want to get this thing on my phone where I can put a gate around him, and it will automatically set off an alarm when he leaves it.
Oh, yeah, I saw that, right.
You know, and I'm like going, I'm like going, well, that's what they do. They sell this stuff as a tool that's going to help us. Oh, so you're going to use this to help you. Well, do you know what the percussions of that are? I mean, they know exactly where you are. They can actually fence you into an area and say, okay, he just left that spot. You know, that is like crazy. I mean, what has happened to the rights? I mean, we just throw away the Constitution. We become a state of like, okay, we're just going to monitor everybody. And they sell it to you, they soft sell it, and then, but it becomes the norm. You know, it becomes
the
norm.
What do you feel about being chips, microchipped?
Microchips, I'll tell you what, I was in Chicago, it had to be like 20 years ago, and I lived up there for a while, and there was some interesting stuff up there, but I saw one of the most unique things I've ever seen there. I saw a guy actually wave his hand over a scanner at a grocery store and pay for his bills by doing that, paid for all of his food by doing that.
And
so,
that was
yeah,
20 years ago?
Yeah, this was a long time ago, and there was, you know, the black helicopter thing and everything else. I've been down here in this area since 97. I left Chicago in 94, so, yeah, it's been a while. But, yeah, I actually saw that. And back then, there was some scare that the dark black helicopters were flying all over Chicago at the time. So, you know. Take whatever, but I actually did. He was in front of me, and I did see him wave his hand over the scanner, and they just said, "Fine, thank you." And I just sat there and went, "I just think I just saw somebody that had a chip in their hand, and they just used it."
Isn't that crazy? That's really scary, to be honest with you. That's very, very scary. I would imagine.
Well, you know what? Again, we chip our dogs. We do this stuff. Oh, we can help find them. It's no problem. You know, so they get you used. They soft sell you into this stuff. And then, of course, and then there's a few people out there who say, oh, well, isn't that cool? I want to be up on the stuff to have the most latest thing, and I don't want to carry a wallet around. I might as well have a chip. You know, and if I ever get sick, all my medical information's on it. Good gosh, if they wanted to send an electrical thing to stop your heart through it, they could. You know, it's just that, I mean, that's just the way that it is. It's just terrible.
Wow.
You know, we all know, our phone knows, you know, it's funny, I don't have a locator on my, I keep my locators off and they call me paranoid, I guess. I don't have a locator on my phone or anything else, but I updated to the last, I use an iPhone, I updated to the last iPhone program. And the funny thing about it was, I'm driving down the, I get in my car, start the car up, and it says, 18 miles. To this destination and take this way. And I'm going, first of all, how do you know where I'm going? And it happened to be where I was going. And you're actually telling me the directions to take, and I don't have the locator on or anything else.
Oh, you have the locations off?
Yeah, I have my locations off, and it still does it. And I've shown some people that, and they're just like going, oh, you got to be kidding me. And I said, check my phone out. It's off. It's not locating. It's crazy stuff. And what happens is it seems like if I go to a place more than a few times, it remembers where I've been. So if I get in the car and I start it up, it's going to say, okay, so many miles from here to home.
So
or if it's so many miles from here to
home. With the iPhone, do you have your, you know, where you find your iPhone, if it gets lost, is that turned on? Is that a possibility?
Oh, no, I got that turned off, too. Yeah, I don't need to. If I've got my iPhone, I mean, what good is it going to do? How do I use my iPhone to find my iPhone when I don't know where it's at? I never have figured that out, so, I mean, but I guess it's a really good app.
Jason, what do you think?
I think it's scary that everything you do online, all your phones are tracking you, and I just think it's frightening. But I always wonder why. Why all this surveillance? It seems like they use terrorism as an excuse to take away our rights and to spy on us. And I know there's a newer NSA data facility. It was like in Utah or something, multi-billions of dollars. And it's just frightening that all this is going on below the surface and everybody just accepts it, you know. Something will become exposed like Snowden did and they'll make a few little changes, but nothing ever really changed. It's just progressively going to get worse. They want to know everything you do. Not that there's somebody at a computer sitting there looking at your life, but it's stored somewhere so they have it if they want to look.
Right. And I wouldn't be too surprised that they did. I was watching, you know, we were talking about weather modifications and I saw the other day, and you know, I go through, there's so many different conspiracy theories. I try to keep up with them all. Today's post was about weather modifications. But I was checking something out, and I saw something that Disney, a video on YouTube that Disney did. In 1959, and it is a forecast of the future. And they show this complete room of these people working in there, and this is what we're going to do in the future, and we're going to be modifying weather, and they show a hurricane and another storm system, and they seed the clouds, and they do all this stuff. And it was 1959.
Wow.
Mind-blowing. Mind-blowing. That's the thing. Our government is so far ahead of us, they don't want us to know what they're actually capable of doing, you know. You know, and as far as I'm concerned, there is a dark side to it all. And actually, just says, here we are, and now anymore, they've got everybody, you know, you're talking about, yeah, it comes out, but everybody is so interested in their own thing. They're not interested in our on other beings. You know, we used to have caring about it. You know, we used to know our neighbors. We used to socialize a lot together. We used to care about everything. Now it's just like you come home, you lock your door, you sit inside, and you're fed the stuff that they want to feed you on the tube, and you're dumbed down. You know, it's just like take water, for instance. You know, everybody drinks water. You got to drink water. Well, you know, my big thing I always tell people, fluorinated water, you know, fluoride is bad for you. I mean, but it's, you know, they say, oh, use it for your teeth because it whitens your teeth. But on every toothpaste container that you ever did, just walk into your bathroom and it will tell you right off the bat, do not swallow it. But we swallow it every day when we're drinking it.
And it's absorbed through your skin, too, even in the mouth.
It's absorbed through your skin. And so if you dumb down your community and you get them to think, okay, well, that's just this, or Bear's just a troublemaker, idiot, paranoid, sociopath, you know, or whatever.
Yeah.
Then if everybody believes that, they don't ever take the time to go and look and say, geez, look, here's a document that said that, you know. And I can't remember the number of it. I used to know it by heart, but like in 94, 96, maybe I'm wrong, 2000, something like that, there was a house program sponsored by Dennis Kucinich. I think it was, if I told you the number, it was HR. Something. I have it in my documents, and unfortunately, I can't bring it up top of my head. But they're trying to, the whole part of this thing was to de-weaponize space, and they go through all the stuff that they would want to get rid of. And half the stuff during that time, you wouldn't even believe that we would be talking about it. And there's a little blurb in there that says chemtrails.
Wow.
You know, and there's things that and there's also things that says like alien weapons and electronic weapons and things that back then they didn't exist to us as the populace of the United States. They didn't know about it. We didn't know anything about those. You know, that was all fantasy stuff to us. But here, our government is bringing up a thing saying we want to stop this.
Who do you think?
So what do you do?
With a lot of these things, who do you think's pulling the strings? Do you think it's a group of individuals or like somebody? All this stuff has to be organized through some sort of organization.
You do look it that way, and you know there's several different groups out there that can be causing. You talk about the Bilderberg Group, and that goes all the way from Kissinger to the Rockefellers and all the other people involved in it, and they have special meetings, and it's just like kind of like your elections when your elections are going on and everything else. You know, I could almost say it's almost predetermined on who is going to become president, except maybe this time. I think they're all shocked and blown out of their socks. But I think that there's a certain area. I have a good friend that lives in the East Coast. And, you know, they have curfews on up there, and you can't be out of the street after a certain time and everything else. And I'm like going, geez, you know, that's kind of weird, but these people are buying into it. And then, you know, then you have the Boston bombing, and then they tell everybody, okay, we need you to stay in your house continually, and they do. And by the way, turn in all your weapons, by the way, here you go. Let me give you my guns, you know. Well, what causes that? What causes the people to just give up all of their rights, you know,
because
and follow this other doctrine?
They have control, and they have a lot of faith in them.
Oh, yeah, exactly. You know, exactly.
It's not only guns. It goes with medications, remember?
Oh, yeah, exactly.
Medications.
medications, the whole nine yards, you know. That
oh, yeah.
We're all this
where
stuff.
Does it stop? Hey, 23 years ago, it was never like that. You would never. The insurance company was never involved in your health care. You made payments with your doctor. It was very simple, and you know.
That kind of thing. And that's why in you know holistic medicine is so great. And there are people out there right now, and I know that you know Eric Mitchell and. Some other people, I mean, there is a great benefit to certain frequencies and nature's frequencies that can heal us and do some things. You know, and that's something we ought to all look into. That's something different than medicating yourself and everything else. Let me get back to the Bilderbergers and the Bohemian Groves and all that other stuff. You know, there's a whole plethora of people that want it to stay the same. You know, let me give you an example. I mean, back in here in the United States, and I'm going to mention the word hemp, and we were seeing a lot of people nowadays legalizing marijuana for medical purposes and all this other stuff, which is, you know, great. Hemp is a totally different thing. It can be used. It's a renewable source. It can be used for gas. It can be used for a lot of things, and it grows every year. It's not like cutting down a tree, and it's one of the best paper sources there is out there, right? So we use trees. We cut down trees and make them into paper. It takes 40 years to grow a tree. But, you know, and all of a sudden they made hemp illegal. So you couldn't do any hemp and everything else. You know, the major people behind that were Hearst, the Hearst Group, and of course Weyerhaeuser Group. I mean, they had trees. They used paper. They wanted all that stuff. They had money invested in that. And they were one of the biggest supporters into it. And then when the war came, they started saying, okay, we need help during World War II. So here in Kentucky, they decided to say, okay, you can grow hemp again. And we, you know, use rope, everything else. And we would be the major producer of all hemp. As soon as the war is over, it goes back to where, oops, it's illegal to grow hemp. Do you know who the largest importer of hemp is in the world?
Mm-mm.
The United States.
Wow.
You know who can make the most hemp in the world? The United States. Pretty weird, isn't it?
Unbelievable.
It is. It is unbelievable. You know, I mean, you can wear hemp. You could, you make clothes out of it. You can make everything. And it's also, you know, we use corn right now, something we eat to put ethanol in our gas at 10% of ethanol and everything else, which it could be used to eat and everything. But you can do the same thing with hemp. I don't understand it. I don't understand all this stuff. You know, it's very weird, but it is. If you look deep down in it and do the research, you will see, and it's like a lot of other people have always told me, and like, just follow the money, and you'll see what's really happening. So most people just don't want to look at it, don't want to see the truth about it. And you know what's happening in the world today is that, you know, we're all turning into people that were like going, all right, I don't want to hear that no more. I don't want to deal with this. There's idiots out there running around everywhere, and it's starting to tick everybody off. And you mentioned it earlier, Sherry, that it's like going, well, I'm not going to talk to you if you think that, and I'm not going to talk to you if you think that. And what are they designing? What are they looking for? They're starting an inner war, almost like you said, okay, you want to fight, there it is. You've got people just going crazy. And what does that bring forward? It could bring martial law into effect. And if you bring martial law into effect, it's crazy. You know, and just thinking a little bit farther down the line, I don't know if a lot of the people have noticed it, but we notice it here and a lot of other people. There's been a lot of troop movement via railroads lately. You know, I mean, where they are moving train loads of equipment across the United States. I don't know if we're getting ready for something weird or they're having a big fire sale somewhere, but we are moving a lot of military equipment across our railway. So they're staging it somewhere. So I don't know what they've got planned, but
I've seen the videos on YouTube of the trains going by with all these MRAPs and Humvees and stuff like that, and it does make you wonder.
Oh yeah, tanks, everything. And I'm talking like for 20 minutes they go by.
So when you talk about Standing Rock there, what's going on with that now that they supposedly halted the pipeline? What's your take on that?
The pipeline is one of those other things that is, you know. I understand the plight. I also understand that, you know, there's a lot of areas that are protected in the United States that could probably yield more. I mean, we have more oil here than anybody else in the whole country. It's like we are allowing these other countries and everything else to become equals. And at one point, I actually thought the whole idea of this thing was that let's get everybody in the whole world, and that's the object of a world order, get everybody at a one point. So we're going to be all at like $40,000 a year, and the people who are going to control it are going to be making all the monies, and you're just like a slave to them. You're just going to do this, and we're going to keep you alive. We're going to feed you. If you need help, oh, by the way, come to this facility, come to a FEMA camp. We'll take care of you. But if you look at the barbed wires, they're going inward instead of sticking out so that you can't get in, but it makes it harder for you to get out. You know? It doesn't take much to just look at it and say we are in a very crazy, crazy, crazy time.
Do you think there's a lot of talk, or I've read some stuff and watched some videos. Do you think there's a widespread occult influence? Because you see the thing or the video from Alex Jones years ago on the cremation of care ceremony. Do you think that there's a lot of occultism behind a lot of what these people and corporations do?
Well, you know, if you really look at it, and you know, I talked about going to church and a few other things on the radio just a little bit ago. But if you look at it from the kind of look that we are, yes, I think, you know, one, we do paranormal, we do a lot of things, and I do see a lot of that. But the biggest thing about it is that you have to remember is if you follow the belief in a God, Jesus Christ, all of this stuff, you are looking at a thing that's saying, and there's been prophecies and all of it combined, but you look at it and you say, the worst thing about it all is everything you can imagine, it comes down to one simple thing. Good versus evil, you know? So if you want to make that into a satanic thing or into that, yes. But it is the whole battle, the whole ordeal, and anything that you look at is very simple and very easily described. It is good against evil. And that's where we're at. I mean, it's that simple. I don't know if you agree with that, but when you look at it, that's what it is. And
it's true. I believe
that. Several different things.
I feel that way, too.
Well, the world has become a very scary place.
it is a very scary place. And the bad thing about it is you don't know, truthfully, you don't know how scary it is because we can only imagine, you know. I'll leave you another thought. I just thought about this in a strange way. We were talking about other conspiracies. I know we're getting down to the time for you to close up, but let me add to the point of what about the space command programs in our space program? Do you believe that we have... Yeah. Did you know that there was a space command? The United States government has it. The Air Force has a space command. The Navy has a space command. There's rumors and there's been a lot of talk about we have a large space program, kind of like Star Trek out there right now, and they've been hiding it for years.
I've heard talk about a secret space program, but I've never really... The stories that I've heard are completely outrageous, outrageous to me anyways, but I've kind of... My brain's been dumbed down by all the disinformation and all that, but I've heard about people, like, colonizing Mars already and crazy things like that.
Well, you know, is that crazy, or is it, you know, back in... you know, just looking at some of the stuff that it was, you know, getting to the UFO field and some of the reports and some of the things that were said and picked up by ham operators when they were watching the moon landing that were like saying, geez, they're lined up all around here. They're watching us. They're looking at us, you know. Who knows? I mean, and... What information could have been shared and where we've gone? If you look at from the 1940s to today, and then you look through history, okay, from the beginning of time to the 1940s, look at how far we've come in 50 years or 60 years compared to how far we came in 1,940 years.
I've heard about alien technology, and that's why technology has advanced so fast with fiber optics, that it was derived from alien spacecraft.
So if you could advance alien technology to the point where you've got little, small, the information you could put on a pin top that you used to have a supercomputer for, do you think that we may be able to now go to Mars? And there could be a colony on the moon. There could be on Mars. There are actually astronauts that have actually said, you know, Edgar Mitchell, one of the ones who just passed and was started the Free organization. He was quoted about talking about there was a monolith on a planet outside of Mars. And he was talking about that years before we even went to Mars.
Well, I wish we had more time to talk about that because I find that absolutely fascinating. But we ran out of time.
It's just something for people to research, look into, and answer the questions. That's all we can do. We can spark people's interest and have them look. You know, and as long as they take the time to look and have an open mind, not an open mind so much that their brain falls out, but an open mind to be able to receive and question. That's the big part.
Don't believe everything the media and school teaches you.
Exactly.
If there is a secret space program, I'm kind of sorry that I'm not involved in it because I think it would be awesome to explore the galaxy in a spaceship.
Oh, would it not be?
Killer. Yeah.
Would it not be?
That's another
but we are out of time.
About life in other galaxies, correct?
Yes. Yes. Well, you know, we're getting pictures of stuff and stuff is happening that I find it's pretty hard to believe that you're getting it from a camera that was created 60 years ago.
Well, we're out of time.
Just saying.
I want to thank you so much for coming on the show. What's the website or Facebook people can check you out at?
Can always check me out on my Facebook page. It's Barry Gaunt, often as Kentucky True Seeker on Facebook. Night Stalkers Paranormal Research on Facebook. Octagon Hall on Facebook or octagonhall.com. Please give us a look at and come down to the hall and spend some time. I think you'll find it a very interesting place, and you know, open invitation to come. And it's a very reasonable place. We charge $5 to tour the facility. You can tour it all day long for $5. We get a lunch. We'll let you walk around the parking lot. We'll go get something to eat, and then we'll come back and walk through the house. It is $300 for six people to hunt the house. That's $50 a piece in this day and age when all the other ones are that have been on TV as many times as I can all ads are charging $1,000. It's pretty reasonable.
Oh, my goodness.
You know, we're just a nonprofit. We want, you know, and it's a labor of love. Billy Bird, the director there, just wants the legacy and the history to continue, you know.
That's amazing.
A great place.
Well, definitely sounds like a fascinating location when you have wheelchairs moving on their own and candles lighting themselves. So,
It's definitely an interesting place.
Jason,
hey,
we'll
guys,
check that out.
It's always a pleasure joining you. I thank you for having me on tonight. And I hope
so
you get
much.
To come back.
Thanks
I hope you get to come
care.
Back. Again.
Love you.
I love you too. You all take care.
Okay.
If I don't talk to you beforehand, make sure you have a very Merry Christmas and a blessed New Year, okay?
You too.
All right. Take care.
All right.
Well, thank you so much. It's always been a pleasure to have him on the show. Just a wealth of information and very personable. And it's just amazing. He loves to share with our listeners of everything he has that he can help other people to learn and grow. So it's amazing.
Yeah, so knowledgeable, and towards the end there, we were talking about the monoliths and stuff like that, and you know, I've ran across that stuff on the internet with structures on the moon and other planets, and it's a fascinating subject. So we'll have to get them, and it's a subject I don't know very much about, So we'll have to get him back on to talk more about that space stuff. But could you imagine if there was a secret space program and we actually have ships out there in the galaxy or deeper in the solar system and we don't even know about it? That to me is almost criminal that our government could do that sort of stuff and not tell us.
It is, and it can be on a local level. So, you know, just be aware and nothing to be religious or anything, but I always ask for guidance and protection. It's always, you always want to have the universe behind you, so that way that you're not going to be too much in the limelight, and things are going to work out. So the good things are going to work out for the good. So, but anyway, we want to thank you to our listeners and our support people from our Facebook page. We thank you so much for your support and your participation.
Absolutely. And we'll be back next Sunday for another episode. Do we have anything lined up? You're so good at finding guests for us.
We will. We are going to have a new guest. She's an angel reader. She's not local. She is going to be talking about her readings and her communication with angels. She's been around for a long, long time. So I'm looking forward to it. And I just want to let you guys know that on Christmas, December 25th, Jason and I are going to be taking a break.
Yeah. So we won't have a show then, but excellent. I would like interested to talk about angels. So we talk about demons and hauntings so much, we can get a little bit of a positive light into the show, and it's another subject I don't know anything about. So look forward to that next week. I want to thank everybody for listening, and we'll be back next Sunday, 8 p.m. West Coast time.
Take care, everybody. Peace.
Good night, everyone.
Good night.